We have a right, Bezna has a right to hit him, to force him until he does the mitzvah. Rashi, makinoisa means, koidem sha'ovar al essay. Before he did, it was over the essay, v'yesh b'yod al-kayim, like calls the man sukkah is here, that he could do the mitzvah, yeshiva sukkah, we beat him up, Bezna beats him up and forces him to do the mitzvah. Here also, if a person doesn't want to pay up the chayiv, Bezdin was forced to hit him to make sure he does this mitzvah sasvei a priyas b'chayiv. For the boyim minay Rami b'achomem merachizda. Rami b'achomem is the shalach from merachizda. If somebody says to his wife, "Harei ze gitcha, I'm writing you up a get now, and here's the get. But if lo tisgashi boy eliyachas shloshim yoyin, I only want you to use it. It shall only be chal in 30 days from now." Not now, but in 30 days around, that's when it should be chal. For holcha v'nichosa b'tzidi rishus rabim. And they put it down in the meantime, by the side of rishus rabim. That's where the get was this past 30 days. So Rashi says, v'yedenu shom liyachash leishim. At the end of 30 days, the get is still there. So Shaila, could the get be chal now liyachash leishim or not? So ma, what's the locha? Omaleis, he answered back, Ain't a Megareshus, you should know the Lachrish is not Megareshus. Since the get is in the Tzidir Rishus Rabim, that's not called in her Rishus and her Mokom, therefore the get cannot be Chal. Midi Rav Ushmul, from Rav Ushmul Talocha, and we had before, to Rav Ushmul the Yarmah Tavayu. They both said, Vushet Tziburin or Menochim Rishus Rabim. It has to be left in the Rishus Rabim. The Tzidir Rishus Rabim, Rishus Rabim Domi. Before we had a Shiloh, when the father dies, and he left over, let's say, Paris, he left over things, utensils he left over. So, and there was a case, there was his wife that wanted to collect the ksuba. There was a Baal Chayv, he owed somebody money, they wanted to collect the money. So the Shiloh was, who could take it? So Rav and Shmuel both learned, according to Rav Tafrin, that if this metaltlim now is in a Rishus Rabim, it's not Rishus of the Yorshim yet, there whoever chaps and whoever grabs it can keep it. So you see, if the object is in the Rishus Rabim, it's not called in the possession of the Yorshim yet. And we're saying now that the Tzidi Rishus Rabim, a side place of the Rishus Rabim, is also called like the Rishus Rabim Domi. So the Pshat is that it's not in their Rishus. See also the Get. If the Get is only found in the Tzidi Rishus Rabim, it's not called in her Rishus. So Melo, the Get can't be Chal. Like Lach HaShleishim Yoyim, when the Get is supposed to be Chal, it has to be in her Rishus. Like the get, the ksivas I get is still here. Everything would be good. If it would have been in her possession, it would be good. But since the get is in Tzidi Rishus Rabim, that's not called in her Rishus. And that's the raya from the din before, that the Yarshim don't Yarshim this. That the other people, the Baal Chayv, or the Isha, has a right to chop it. Mor says no, maybe say just the opposite. Ad Rabba, let's say just the opposite. Let's say Mugareshus Midi Rav Nachman. Maybe the get should be chal. It is called in her Rishus. From Rav Nachman's halacha, to Yomar Rav Nachman, Yomar Rabba Baravua, Hoi Melechaveru. Somebody says to his friend, Moshech Parazu, I want you to make a Mashiach on my cow. I want to give you my cow. Make the Kenyan right now. You take it and grab it and pull it towards your Rishus. But I'm telling you, V'loitei Kenui Lecho Ad Liachas Shleishim Yoyim. But I don't want the Kenyan to be Chal, the Chalos is only Chal, in 30 days from now first. Right now, make the Maisa HaKinyan, make the Maisa Mashiach, pull it, but it should not take effect until 30 days. So Rav Nachman says, Kona, you should know the Kinyan could be Chal. V'yafilo oimedes v'yagam. Even if later, at the end of the 30 days, is not in your Rishus, as long as it's in a place like an Agam, that's like a swampy place, kids, so that's like a Mokam with the Rabbonin, that you could make Kinyonim there, in other words, it's like a semi-private place, that we could see it belonging to you, that's enough to make the Kinyan Chal. So now my love isn't the svar to say, Hainu Agam v'hainu Tzidi Rishus Rabim, that the sides of the Rishus Rabim is not called like a Rishus Rabim dummy, it's not a public place, but shouldn't we say that the Tzidi Rishus Rabim has the same halacha like an Agam, like swamps, like a semi-private place, that the Kinyan should be Chal. Since you made a Maisa Kinyan now, and you want him to be Chal at the end of 30 days, if at the end of 30 days it's in a place like a simta, or like a tzidu, which is a rabim, or an agam, that should be enough for the kinyan to be chal. So Gemara says, loy, I tell you, no, there's no proof in Rav Nachman's din. I tell you, agam l'chud, true, Rav Nachman only said it's in a swampy place, that's taka like a semi-private place, there we see it in your Rishus, there the kinyan could be chal after 30 days. But maybe v'tzideh rishus harabim l'chud, but the sides of rishus harabim, it's not daima tunagam. That's not enough of a private place. That's more, it looks more like a public place, and a public place is not a place that you own it. You can't be kind of something that's in it, even in the tzideh rishus harabim. So Zofar again would say, it's ain't no megareshes. And Ika the Amri, some want to say, oh, Malay megareshes. He answered back, no, you should know the get is chal. And me the Rav Nachman from Rav Nachman's halacha. And Eina Chanami, that's v'tzideh rishus harabim kagam domi. He wanted to say yes, and Sabar Rahim, that the sides of the rishus harabim, since it's not a place that the main public walks there, so it's not like a public property, but it's really, it's a private place. Just when it gets too crowded in the Rosh Hashanah, they walk there also. So that makes like a semi-private place. That has the same halacha like an agam. But just like Rav Nachman says, in the agam you are koina, here also the get is chal. That's what he answered. Now to this, the Gemara says back, no, maybe Adarav, why don't you say just the opposite? Einu megareshes mid Rav Shmuel. Why didn't you say rather, tzidi v'shasarabim is doima to Rav and Shmuel's halacha, that you see you're not koina v'shasarabim, you're not koina. So my love, Hainu Rishus Rabim, Hainu Tzidu Rishus Rabim, just like in the Rishus Rabim, you're not koina. That's why Rabbi Shmuel says the Ba'achoy Bodhisha could chop it, because the Yorshim were not koina yet. So the Chur Tzidu Rishus Rabim should be the same way, that you're not koina something in the Tzidu Rishus Rabim. And on this, the answer is no, loy, no. I'll tell you, Rishus Rabim Lechud, Vetzide Rishus Rabim Lechud. True, Rabbi Shmuel says that if the property, if this metautlin, if the peiros, the fruits, are in the Rishus Rabim, then the Yorshim were not koinerit yet. Therefore, the Baal Choy Bod Isha could grab it. Ba'ashenken, if it was in it, see the Rishus Rabim, that's a semi-private Rishus, there we would see it, Rishus Yorshim were here, the get would be chal. That's what we're asking, that she would be megareshes. Even though Taisa speaks out, we're talking about over here, for the Yom Aloy Meyachshav married. Yeah, like the Gemara put on the case before, that you're saying you want to get to Bichal Meyachshav L'yachash Shleishim Yoyim. It's like Lach Alamid Yoyim, we look as if the get was Chal L'mafreya. So therefore, since the time you made the get, you gave it over to her. And at the end of the Shleishim Yoyim, it's in its city, which is a Rabbim, that's enough for the get to Bichal. In the Chanami, still the get is Chal. So it's a Mishnah. Ha Moishiv Es Ishtoi Chenvonis. If a man made his wife the head of his store, he has a store, and he put his wife in charge of the store. Or else he appointed her to take over his affairs, that he has a business, and she's now the one to take over the business, like she's going to watch the transactions, what comes in and what goes out. So the locker is, Hareza Mashpia, Kolza Manshiyutza. The locker is, the husband has the right to make his wife swear whatever he wants. This is one of the Kornos Chachomim. It's a mission in Shavuos like this, that our research for apotropis is mashpia mecholais. If somebody appoints somebody else to take over his business or to watch over his things, you have a right to make him swear to you anytime you want that he's doing truthfully. He's not stealing, he's not jipping you, he's doing the right way. You have a right to make him swear. So we're saying now the same thing applies to your wife. If you appoint your wife to be the apotropis or to be the chenvenis, you have a right to make her swear to you anytime you want that she's not jipping you. She's doing everything the right way. Rabbi Lezer, adds to this, that afilo al tilcho v'alissosa. You're even allowed to make your wife swear if she stole, she took a spindle, what do you call a needle, like that she's weaving with the tilcho v'alissosa, with her dough. Even the regular work that she does in the house, also, you're allowed to make your wife swear that she's not taking extra dough or she's not ruining your needles. So we'll see in the Gemara, what's John Rabbi Eliezer? Iboili, we have a shy question like this now. Rabbi Eliezer, that he says that a husband has a right to make his wife swear, even on the dough that she makes, she's not jipping him. She's not using, taking the dough and selling it to somebody else, or giving it away. That you have a right to make your wife swear, is it the pshat ay de gilgul kamar? A gilgul shvua, the pshat is, really, for this alone, you don't have a right to make her swear. If you would just go and say, I have doubts of you stealing my dough, she could say, I'm not mechuyev to swear. Gilgul means once you have to make me a swear, swearing from someplace else, the moshe, when she's in the business for you, or she's in the store for you, and then you have a right to make a swear. So Gilgal means once she has to swear for that, you have a right to also make a swear for these things also. These things alone, she doesn't have to swear. It's only if she swears for something else, you could also cause her to swear this also. That's the shaila. Maybe that's what Reb Lezer meant. Oy, maybe no look at chilukomer. Maybe Reb Lezer meant even without a Gilgal Shavua, even though there's no Shavua at all, still directly can make your wife swear to you that she did not take the spindle or she did not take the extra dough. That's the shaila. Did Reb Lezer go so far to even make a swear of these things or not? Yeah. And the pshat would be is that even for the things of the daily household, she's also called an apotropis. Like she takes care of the household. So therefore you have a right to make a swear, she didn't take too much sugar, she didn't take too much flour, even for the everyday household stuff, you could also make a swear. That's the shiloh. So Toshima, come and bring your proof. Omru le Rebbe Lezer, it said to Rebbe Lezer, they said to Rebbe Lezer, ein adam darim nochesh bechvifa. You should know, if the husband has a right to make his wife swear for every little thing, she's not going to be able to take him. A person can't live like with a snake in the same basket. Now that was the taina that you can't make your wife swear on every little thing. So now, if you want to tell me that Rebbe Lezer holds, that the husband can make his wife swear for these little things, he could go to her directly without any other shvua, and just say, I want you to swear you didn't use too much dough today. I want you to swear you didn't take too many needles today. So if that's what Rebbe Lezer holds, then shapir. Is good what Rabbanan answered back to Rebbe Lezer and says, no, a husband can't be so strict on his wife. His wife won't be able to live that way. Eli Yarmut, but if you want to tell me, Ayidei Gilgal, that the only reason now we can make us swear these things, if first it starts off with another Shavua, and once he has to swear anyway, he adds this into it, so then, my nafku let me know, what does it bother her? In other words, since she has to swear anyway, what's the bother to her? She'll swear for another thing also. So why should the Rabbanan say like it's a Svara, don't bother your wife so much, she's going to get angry. Why should she get angry? So Gemara says, yes, still she'll get angry. To Yom Raleh, she's going to answer back and say, Kiva the Kodaikis Basaroi Kulihai, since you are checking after me so much, Lemetzino Dieda Badoch, still she'll come and say, I can't live with you. If you're going to check me out every little thing I do, even Ayidei Gilgal, true, I became your business partner now, I'm taking over the store, so for those things I understand you want to make me swear, that I didn't steal the money, I gave out the right way. But if you're going to make me swear also, even Ayidei Gilgal, about the dough in the house, that's too much. It's going to bother the wife too much. Therefore, the Rabbanan say the husband can't make us swear these things. So we don't have a raya, what's the pshat in Reb Lezer yet? Toshima, come and bring another proof. It says clearly, Harei shaloi poter es ishtoi min haneder min hashvua. It's real, the next Mishnah we'll see. But if a man did not say, make a clear statement, that he's freeing his wife and making the door or making shvuas for him. In other words, in a normal case, that the wife sometimes does have to swear to her husband. There are cases that the husband first makes a statement, I free you from any shvua, that I'll never be able to make you swear to me. Okay, but if a husband did not say that, Harei shaloi poter, he did not free his wife from making a neder or to swearing from him. Veheshiva chenvonis, and now the husband appointed her to take over the store. Oy shemina petrupa, or else she pointed him over his business. She's taking care of the business now. The locher is, Harezeh mashpia kol zaman shayirza. The husband, like the Mishnah says, has the right to make his wife swear to him whenever he wants that you're doing everything right, you're not jipping me, not taking any extra money. Anytime he wants, he can make a swear. What about loyhi shivu chenvonis? Let's say the husband did not appoint his wife to be the storekeeper, take care of the store. For loy mina petrupi, or else he did not appoint his wife to be the head of his business. Then the locher is ain't a yochel yashbia. He cannot make his wife swear for things about the daily life in the house. That's the chacham shita. You can't make your wife swear if she took too much sugar, she took too much coffee today, the coffee jar was used up too much, you get angry, swear you didn't give it away. You can't make her swear these things. But Reb Lezer says no. Alpha P Shaloi Hoshiva Chenvinus. Even in the case that the husband did not appoint her to take charge of the store. For Lemina Petrupya, you did not appoint her to take over your business. So you can't make her swear these other type of shuas, but still in the everyday daily life, in the household stuff, is Hareza Mashpia. you're still allowed to make your wife swear to you. Kol zaman sheyirza. Shein locha isha shlenazes apotropis shrachas b'chaya baila. Al tulcho v'yalisosa. That's the swara. On the daily life stuff in the house, the household stuff, your wife is also like the apotropa. She also takes care of it. Like she's in charge of your dough. She's in charge of your needle to weave things. So therefore, a blessed shittur is your husband's allowed to make his wife swear, even for these small things in the daily life household. So you see, clearly, a blessed swear is not only ayide gugul, not only when you made your wife to take care of the store or take care of the business, that you can make a swear for those things, so you could also add on this small shavua of the household stuff. No, Reb Lezos, even the chetchila at the beginning, you have a right just to make a swear for the household stuff. Omru loy, and this Rabban answered back and said, it's too much. Your wife can't take this. A wife is a mush like a snake. You can't live together with a snake in the same basket. The wife will complain, I can't live with my husband. If my husband, every little thing is going to make me swear to him, I can't take it. But I call upon him Shemamin, if we have a proof, that lechatchila shemamina. We see that the pshat from Reb Lezer is that he does not need a gilgul shrua. Even though there's no other shrua involved, even though the husband did not appoint to take care of the store, no business, stam in the household alone, the husband has the right to make his wife swear. Right, the next Mishnah says, what's going to be now, cost of law if a husband writes to his wife, Huradini tells his wife, that neder u'shvua ein li'alecha. You should know, I'll never make you swear to me, I'll never make you make a neder to me. You'll never have to swear to me. That's what the husband says. So halacha is, ein yochol liyashviya. True. So the husband now can never make his wife swear, even though he appoints his wife to take care of the store, or the wife takes care of the business, he cannot make a swear to him. Avo mashviyahu es yosheha. Let's say the wife dies, and the daughter is yashin her, they want to collect the ksuba, so then the husband has the right to make them swear that they did not collect any money yet. Or else, let's say she sold her ksuba to somebody else, and now when the husband gives her a get, so this other person wants to collect the ksuba. So this other person that's coming now, they have a right to, the husband has a right to make them swear. He only freed his wife from swearing to him directly. But if somebody else has to swear, the husband has a right to make them swear. What about the husband said like this? He told his wife, Neder u'shvua ein li yolecha v'yal yoshecha v'yal haboyim v'rishusecha. The husband told his wife, or wrote to his wife, you should know, I'm not going to make you ever swear to me, or else your yoshim, whoever's going to take over your money, or else anybody else, like if you sold your ksuba to somebody else, whoever comes in your place to collect money from me, I'm not going to make them swear. That's what the husband told his wife. So it's taka true. So halacha is, ein yochol lihashbia. The husband cannot make her swear, lohi, not she, for lo yasher, if she dies, so yoshim, to not have to swear to him, for lo yaseboim v'shusa. If she sells a ksuba, the person that comes to collect it, the husband cannot make him swear. Avol, but what's going to be, let's say the husband dies, and the yorshim now take over. Avol yorshav, the husband's yorshim, mashbi noisa. They can make her swear. When the husband dies, now she wants to come and collect her ksuba. So lochri, she collects from the yorshim. The yorshim have a right to make her swear and say, I want you to swear that my father didn't pay you anything. Even though she doesn't have to swear to the father, only to the father she doesn't have to swear. To her husband she doesn't have to swear. But if the Yorshim take over, she has to swear to the Yorshim. Avo Yorshav mashbi noisa v'yes Yorsher, in the case where she dies and the Yorshim are coming to collect, v'yes aboyim v'shusa. Or else in the case where she sold the ksuba, and this other person now is coming to collect the ksuba, and the father dies, and the kids now have to pay it up, the kids, the Yorshim, have a right to make them swear. But what's going to be if the father first told his wife, the husband told his wife like this, you should know, neder u'shvua ainli, I'm not going to make you swear or make a neder. V'loy l'yorshai, not to my yorshim. V'loy l'boyim v'rishusi, and not to anybody that takes over my affairs. Olecha, I'm not going to let any one of us make either you swear, v'yau yorshech, or else if you die, and your children take over, they want to collect the money, I'm not going to make them swear, and anybody else that comes to collect your money, like where you sold your ksub and you want somebody else to come and collect it, I'm not going to make them swear either. So if the husband made all these conditions, that me and my yorshim and my boyim can't make you and your yorshim and your boyim swearing, the locher is true, that ain a yochel yashbiya, the husband cannot make swear, loyhu, not the husband, for lo yorshim, not his kids, loy haboyim b'shusay, not anybody taking over his property. Loy oisa, they can't make his wife huswear, for lo yosher, if she dies, her yoshim do not have to swear, for loy haboyim b'shusa. So the third party comes and collects the money for her, where she sold the ksuba, that you also do not have to swear. Kids, if they made such a tonight, it's like a true, that neither of them have to swear. What's going to be now, holcha mikovar baila? Rachmanes, her husband died, and they made the kfura, they buried the husband, and after the kfura, after they buried him, she went lebeis aviyah. She went home to her father's house. Or your else, she went back to her husband's house. Beis Chemiya always means the father-in-law's house. She went back to his house, to the husband's house. For loinasis apotropia, and she did not come in apotropia. She did not take over the property, take care of his business deals or the store. She did not take over. So halacha is ein ayorshin mashbiyin oisa. So yorshin now, the sons that yashin, the father, cannot make her swear. She does not have to swear at all. What about though the Yimnasis? No, this is all because the father made the Tanoim before. That the father made the Tanoim that she does not have to swear, and his Yoshim cannot make her swear either. So therefore, still she does not have to swear. Just to collect her ksuba, she does not have to swear to the Yoshim. But what's going to be though the Yimnasis apetrupia? Let's say now after the husband dies, when she comes home, she takes over her husband's store or the husband's business. She takes it over. She works for him. The halacha is then hayorshin mashbiyin oisay alosad lovei. The yorshim have a right to make a swear from now on. And Rashi says al esik shalacham isa, that she works after the husband dies. Shelo ikva biyodiklum, that she did not hold back any money from then on. Tahashta nechosin diyasmeninu, because from then on, once the husband dies, the property now belongs to the kids. Even though true the husband patted her, that she would not have to swear that Sony calls the man the Nechosim belong to the father. But now that the father died, and the Nechosim go to the kids, so the kids are the Bailam over the Nechosim. So now if she becomes an apotropis, she works for them, and she takes over, like the Mishnah in Shavuos, that you have a right to be Mashbi, your apotropis. Anytime you want, you have a right to make them swear that they're doing everything but tzedek, they're not stealing from you. That's a loch that al osid lovoi. You let her make a swear. But the past, what happened before, when the husband was alive, that you can't make him swear. Can't make her swear. Why? Because the husband already said that kol zman nechosim belong to me, I'm not going to make you swear. So that helps. The Mishnah is also explaining that helps what the husband said. Kol zaman, the husband did not die and the yorshim did not take it over. But once the husband dies and the yorshim take over the property, and now she works for them, it's called like a new apotropis. She's an apotropis now for the yorshim. So yorshim didn't make any tnoim not to be mashbiyah. Therefore the yorshim have a right still to be mashbiyah. Mikana labor, she has to swear, ala asid lavoi, she has to swear to the yorshim that she didn't jip them, she doesn't take anything away from their business. Now the Mishnah, the Gemara explains like this. Gemara says, Shvuos Maya Vidita. What type of a shvu are we talking about? Rashi says, Eze Shvuos Stam. Sheisha Chayevus Labaila, or Liyoshov, the Tonil the Chiloi Potro Mashbia, the Chipotre Mashbia. Like, what is our Mishnah talking about? This new Yisoid, that if the husband says, I'm freeing you from swearing to me, good, she doesn't have to swear. But if the husband does not free her, mashma, then she does have to swear. What type of a shvu are we talking about? Some Rav Yudam Rav says,